flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to salespeople again, right?
Yeah, what is he doing?
It's the 4:30 one that seems to trip. And he's going to come back. He's going to say, I was talking to Scope.
Yeah,
and
Scope.
He's running down here. Yeah. He's going to hurt himself. It's the breaks the same time every time. It's always the same length. And he's just willy-nilly walking around this place.
And we know you walk faster than that, so you obviously got stopped by somebody back
there. Here's what happened with my math. Yeah. Is I had to record a Colonial spot with Moshe, which messed up the time that it normally takes me. And then... it's not violins. I'm just telling you what happened. And then I got caught... speaking to a manager here, but that's on me. I should be back here. It's the second time it's happened, and I apologize. Two times in 1 year is two times too many.
Now he's out of breath.
Now you're about to die again on the air.
I ran, so I'm a little out of breath. And Justin could tell you, I was running a pretty good clip.
Oh, you were moving a little bit. Yeah. No, it was good.
All right. So we've
Elliot
here.
Breath.
Little small lungs, man.
Yeah, little lungs. And I have short legs. I have a long torso.
Anything else?
No. Elliot Shore Parks joins us, who was there for locker clean-out day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Elliot, how are you?
Man, I thought maybe you were doing 300 push-ups. So it just took you a little longer.
Yeah, it did. Well, Elliot, what was the scene like at locker clean-out day? I imagine it was the vibes were high.
Yeah, a little higher than last year's locker room clean out, I would say. bit of a different vibe, but no, it was definitely celebratory. I mean, the players, it looked like a lot of them were gifted a bottle of Don Julio, so that was in their locker. They were talking about the parade tomorrow. And outside of that, it was really just guys saying what their last few days have been like. I was surprised how many guys the last few days have just taking the opportunity to maybe like relax and, you know, catch a breath, because I'm sure it's been, you know, obviously a whirlwind of a season. But Zach Bond said he went to the Sixers game. I don't know why he would do that with the free time.
Cheap tickets.
I was going to say, go ahead.
I'm sure the Sixers have quite a bit of tickets available for them if they wanted to go. But, you know, Cooper DeJean talked about how the pick six and just watching it and how everybody's blowing up his phone over it. And so, you know, I think it was just a group of guys that it started to settle in, like, what they accomplished in New Orleans, and a lot of talk about being excited for tomorrow.
Did anybody say anything to you, any of the players, that you thought was particularly notable?
So Jalen definitely, I think, was the highlight of it. I don't know if we wanted to get into Jalen yet, but, I would say Jalen, it was funny, it was, you know, he was asked, has it set in yet? And he was the first person that went, yeah, it's set in. So, you know, he's definitely, you know, I think enjoying this. He talked about how he's behind on the work because other 30 teams, I guess, have already been eliminated. So, you know, they have more time. So he said that. And then he talked about the offensive coordinator a little bit. Didn't really want to get into that too much. You know, we can talk about that in a second. And then outside of that, it was mostly just how losing that Super Bowl in 57 really motivated him to win this one. So, you know, he was kind of back to classic Jalen after seeing him, you know, play in the locker room.
Yeah, yeah. He had to get back to Mamba mode, man. Yep. He had to get back locked in.
30 like other that. Teams have already been putting in work for next season.
I love it.
Well,
did
you take away from his answer about Kevin Petullo that he was more pro Kevin Petullo or was looking more outside the building?
So my answer on the Kevin Petullo is I don't think he seems super thrilled about the idea of Kevin Petullo. He initially started to say he's never been an offensive coordinator. He kind of caught himself there. I guess maybe I should say not super thrilled, but he spoke highly of him, and he does say he likes continuity. The fact that he opened up by saying he's never been an offensive coordinator, I thought was kind of the noteworthy part of the answer for me.
Well, I wonder too what's going on in his head is if there's continuity. Jalen wants to throw the ball next year more. I'm sure he does. And he made the straight jacket comment. He's Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. And I think whatever they do, one thing that has to be going through Jalen's mind is, okay, like, let me play quarterback like I know I can play quarterback now.
But I do... Go ahead, Ellie. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I do wonder, too. I mean, Kevin Petullo is a Nick Sirianni guy. Like that, if there's anybody in the building that is a Nick Sirianni guy, it is Kevin Petullo. So, you know, I do think Nick and Jalen, you know, are in a good place with their relationship. They just won a Super Bowl together. But if his joke was, you know, I was in a straitjacket, I do wonder how he would feel about the head coach's right-hand man, like, taking over the offense.
That is a good thought.
It's a good thought. I'm just wondering... Because I do believe him when he talks about consistency. He's said it each of the last 2 years that this is important to him. So for him to, I guess, not give a ringing endorsement for Petullo, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he didn't say, I love coach.
It almost contradicts what the whole consistency thing is and cohesiveness.
Well, I don't know if he views Petullo as consistency. Like, I know he's in the building already, but Petullo's never been an offensive coordinator. He's never called plays. You know, I do think if Kevin Petullo is going to be the consistent guy, then are they just going to change nothing at all? And at that point, you know, I don't know if that's the best hire. So I just think with Kellen Moore out of the door, I think Jalen views the chance of consistency as gone, basically.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No. Nah, well,
that makes no sense, Elliot, and you know that.
It's consistency as long as he likes the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth. I mean, nobody wants a consistent thing they don't like.
Well, but I mean, when we're talking consistency, I think what a part of that is the offensive scheme. The other part of that is Kellen Moore and Jalen just spent a full season together with Kellen as the primary play caller. Mm-hmm. So they were on the sideline together talking in different situations. Kellen Moore got a feel for what Jalen likes when it comes to calling them. So I think
how do we know Kellen Moore didn't put him in a straitjacket?
He might have, but I just mean I think once Kellen Moore leaves, the continuity that he built with Kellen Moore is gone. So you're right that Kevin Petullo is the most consistent option of all of them. I just don't think it's not like he's going to have the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row.
Here's what I'm asking. And here's the only reason why I'm asking this. Okay. We're going to have to dive deep into it. It seems like the head coach has got up on a table and stood out there to beat his chest for Kevin Petullo. So it's obviously the head coach wants him there, right?
Yeah. Oh,
would you
sure.
agree with that?
I think Nick's made it very clear he really likes Kevin Petullo.
Okay. All I'm saying is it would start off with the head coach not getting what he's asking for after he won the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. I just want harmony here, man. That's all I want.
Yeah, I think that this offensive coordinator hire is really interesting for a lot of reasons outside of, like, the scheme of it all. I think just to your point, I mean, this is the first time Nick could truly make a power play if he wanted to. He just won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He's negotiating a new contract. This is his guy. I don't think it's a coincidence that there's reports that Kevin Petullo might have interest from the Saints with Kellen Moore. Like, so if Nick says flat out to Howie and Jeffrey, like, this is the guy I want, it's kind of the first time they'll have to really, you know, make that decision, because I think it's been a pretty collaborative approach, and I'm sure this one will be as well. But, like, if Nick wants his guy, like, they're going to have to make that decision, and they'll have to decide how much to take Jalen into consideration.
Elliot, last thing on locker cleanout day specifically, was A.J. Brown talking, and did anyone ask him about his social media posts?
So A.J. Brown didn't talk. He was there very briefly when we were first let in, he had his kid with him. He was signing something for a teammate, and then he left. So he did not talk today, no.
Well, smart.
Not entirely surprising. Yep.
Yeah, it's smart because that lets you know something not good was going to come from this.
Well, you know, that's part of why he didn't talk at the end of last year, right? Because he didn't want to say something that was going to stir anything more up.
Yes.
So, and he knew that that was going to be the question.
I can appreciate that.
Yes,
I can appreciate that.
If you don't have anything nice to say, as mom told you, don't say anything at all. Elliot, you know, earlier today, and we've noticed your social media posts bragging about being right about things. We were talking about some things earlier in the season that we had forgotten that maybe you weren't so right about, and we wanted to represent those things to you.
Nice. This should be fun. I'm excited.
Go ahead. So at one point, you were very insistent that the Eagles play Devin White and Bryce Huff more. Would you say, looking back on that, maybe you were incorrect?
No, I would have given him a shot. I still think they should have given him a shot.
This guy.
Defense ended up being great, but you can't tell me with how good the scheme is and how they all play together that they didn't deserve a chance. Those were two guys they targeted in the beginning of free agency.
They got chances
they
in
got
training
a chance
camp.
In training camp.
Yeah, they didn't get a chance in the regular season, though.
Because they didn't do it well in training camp, obviously.
Okay, so that's how it's going to be if you're a free agent. You get a four-week tryout, and then if it's not good...
No, that's how bad they were.
Okay, well, let's find out. Like, Devin White didn't even take a snap in a regular season game. Bryce Huff, they gave a chance. I get that, ultimately. But I still would have given Devin White a chance.
Even though they
still not trusting Vic Fangio.
They had the best linebacker core they've had in 20 years.
Yeah, and ultimately, I do think N'Kobe and Zach Bond would have won out. I agree with that. But, like, if I'm Devin White and Bryce Huff, I still feel like I picked you in free agency. There were multiple teams that wanted me, and I didn't get a chance. Like, that was my issue with it more. So, yeah, I'm not conceding on that one.
All right, you were wrong. The next thing is, first, you didn't want Quinyon Mitchell, and then you wanted an offensive guard. And then, when they picked Quinyon Mitchell, you wanted a different cornerback. Are you ready to concede that one?
Yeah, that was a miss by me.
Okay.
The draft is a hard process, you know. It's
when you got an eye for talent, it isn't.
Well, I do think that the guard they could have drafted would have been really good, but Mekhi Becton ended up being good. And look, I was wrong about Quinyon's ability. So I was wrong about that one. I'll take the L on that.
Okay.
And then
I didn't like Cooper either, to be honest.
I know you did. I wasn't even bring that up.
Yeah. All right, I'll bring it up.
And then the last one, I remember this vaguely, that you were not a fan of the CJGJ signing.
Yeah, so I think that one's a little more complicated. Like, I do think CJGJ has ended up being a good signing for the team, and I think that the off-the-field stuff I was wrong about, I do think he's provided leadership, and he's played well. I mean, at the beginning of the year, it didn't look like I was going to be wrong. Like, I don't think he was excellent in coverage this year, which was my concern. But, yeah, he ended up being a good signing. I would agree with that.
Okay. Is there anything
to wiggle through that one?
Thank you. Well, it's funny because Jack texted me, like, do you want to talk about the locker room? It's like, yeah, sure. I didn't know I was walking into the
air. Oh, bro, you know this show.
Well, hold on. Then we started talking about everything you're wrong about. I'm like, hold on. Now we got another reason to bring Elliot on.
Well, I noticed you skipped.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Over all the things I was right about, like the training camp stats, you want to talk about an ultimate victory for the training
camp. No,
stats.
You were wrong.
All you guys wanted to dunk
you
on
were wrong.
Right.
You were wrong.
I said he had the best training camp of his career, and he
came out and turned the ball over so much they told him not to pass anymore.
He won Super Bowl MVP and had a career low in interceptions. If that's not what training camp indicated, I don't know what to tell you.
It didn't indicate that because they changed what they were doing at the bye week. It's like the most famous bye week in history, Elliot.
Yeah, and he threw them to a championship. He threw them to a win in the NFC Championship. He threw them to a win in the Super Bowl.
He threw them to win in the Super Bowl. He threw 22 times. I mean, he played great, but the defense won them the Super Bowl.
No, I think the offense was just as good as the defense. The offense scored, 33 points and could have scored probably 50-plus if they wanted to.
The defense got 14 of those for him.
Yeah, and the defense allowed 20 yards by halftime. It was the worst performance of Patrick Mahomes' entire career, who is the guy that you said made the difference and made the Chiefs better than the Eagles.
Yeah.
Well, I also see we're not going to bring up that I said they were practically the same going into the game, and now I ended up being correct about that. So we want to keep going on.
Like, and you said they didn't need harder practices. Yeah. Yeah, look how.
Oh, yeah, I know you lost that one.
No, I didn't lose that
one.
Is Mahomes and Hurts not the next great rivalry in sports? Like, I called that. Mahomes himself said that he can't wait to play him again in the Super Bowl.
The next great rivalry in sports.
So you'll be a better rivalry in sports. Not in beating Jokic.
No, I'm not.
Yes. Hold on.
Way to pivot, Elliot.
Spike's been dead wrong about Paul George. Keep cooking him on that, Elliot.
I haven't been wrong.
Not a rivalry there anymore with Kobe and Paul George.
Well, no, Elliot has still over 8 weeks not provided his alternate plan for the
Elliot
Sixers.
Elliot has to win a Super Bowl, all right? He'll get to it.
Okay. Elliot, you'll be with us tomorrow for parade coverage?
Oh, I'll be on air at 7 a.m. till the minute that parade ends. So I'll be standing there. It'll be like a free agency day, only the free agency desk will be in the middle of all the hysteria for the parade.
Yeah, no. Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well. You really do work a lot, man.
He does.
Man.
I try, man. How do you think I get all these things wrong? You guys have me on the air too much.
Oh, we love you, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds podcast. Get Elliot every single weekday. Is it every day of the week or every weekday?
Every weekday.
Every weekday. You get the Go Birds podcast every morning when you wake up in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Do you get excited to come on this show or do you like?
Yeah, or do you get mad? Because I don't want to make you mad because I love you.
No, I love doing it. Again, like the training camp stats were correct. I think that's
I agree
true.
With you. They
you
were.
Can say it all you want, but, yeah.
They were right. Yep.
They were. I know they were.
The only thing I'm on you about is practice. Give it up.
Look,
harder practices, longer practices, better football team.
All right. Here's what I'll acknowledge, and then I'll get off.
Okay.
They practiced harder this year, but I want you to acknowledge that they were a tough team in 2022.
Yeah, they were.
No.
Okay, that was the only point I was
making. It was soft in 2023, though, when they rolled out the same practice schedule.
Well, that's because they played in the Super Bowl, and we've seen teams.
Oh, that's
right. Sad violin.
Yeah. Somehow, I don't think the Chiefs are going to go 9-8 next year.
Oh, the Chiefs just got smacked around quite a bit. Maybe they thought that of going to the Super Bowl.
All right, Elliot. Thank you, brother, as always. We'll see you
tomorrow
in the parade.
Man.
All right. We'll get back to more of your calls after Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse.
I need him crowd surfing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
crowd
God.
Crowd surfing?
Dude, that'd be so good.
It'd be awesome.
Crowd
man.
Surf race, him versus Devin.
Yes.
Yep.
Listen, it's the best time to upgrade your appliances. We're all feeling good right now after what happened on Sunday.
Yep.
So you might as well get that National Appliance Warehouse and experience what I've been trying to tell you for the last year. National Appliance Warehouse, right now, their biggest savings event of the year, the President's Day Mega Sale, is underway. way right now. And that's another way that National Appliance Warehouse is making sure your dollar is stretching further. Delaware, great savings events, and Price Assure, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. But what else sets National Appliance Warehouse apart is culture. We just got done talking about that with this football team. The culture at National Appliance Warehouse is different. You walk in, you truly feel like you're a part of their family. And the most important thing, you're going to get the right appliance for you. I've talked a lot about Gen Air, Sub-Zero, Budget. They have the perfect appliance for you, over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, I'm going to put a new Twitter question up. I'll tell you in a second what it is. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers congratulates the Birds on a world championship. Make her feel like a world champion with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here's the poll I'm going to put up. Should Elliott Shore Parks crowd surf at the parade tomorrow? I think we'll get a yes on that one. That is my
yes.
guess. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
I hear Yoshi dropping my name. You know what I mean? That's a little different. You know what I'm saying?
What did Yoshi say?
Well, he said you're starting trouble with this AJ Brown thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you are. Yeah, you are.
But let me just say this here, because y'all scared to say it. I'm just not afraid to say it. You know,
we have jobs like on the line here. You're just a caller.
Yeah, don't ruffle his feathers. Wow. You know what I mean?
No, it's more like don't ruffle our own fans' feathers.
Yeah. We love AJ. I don't know. There's no problems here.
AJ already has the stage set now to we forced him out of Philly. So that's what
you forced him out of Philly.
You.
Hey, listen. And let me tell you this here, too, right? This thing here, y'all don't give me enough credit on this show.
Oh man. Here we go again.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got Mike Mayock, who picked the Kansas City Chiefs to win, and then he want to come up here with a tail stuck between his, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Did he pick the Chiefs?
Ask him about that.
Did he pick the Chiefs?
Yes, he did.
There's no shame in picking the
Chiefs. Oh, you know what? You're right. He did pick the Chiefs that day. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Let him come on out of here. You know what I mean? So, and then check this one out.
Yeah, but he did call it a close game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions lost both of coordinators.
Yep.
So when we lost both of ours, they're going to collapse. We don't know how they're going. Okay, let's keep that same energy for the Detroit Lions.
Well, but we were wrong. The Eagles changed both their coordinators and won the Super Bowl.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yes, they did. We're just keeping it real.
Okay. If you let me land the plane.
Well, land the plane doesn't mean you get to say a bunch of wrong stuff and then we let you go.
Listen,
Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore.
No, didn't that the coach last year?
Oh, your quarterback's best friend.
Oh, Brian Johnson.
Him and then the defense coordinator. So that was supposed to be our year of we not going to go back because we changed coordinators. So I just want to keep the same energy for as that goes with. You know what I'm saying? Let's hold off on giving the Detroit Lions the one seed or the two seed next year.
We weren't. We just
no
said
no one's saying anything about the Lions. What are you talking about?
We just said it would be a good matchup because they were good.
One seed. The Eagles are the best team in the NFL next year.
Yeah.
Right, so all I'm saying is parlay on that. I think that Washington got a better chance of being that team the Detroit Lions.
OG, Washington doesn't even have a roster. I think they've got 30 free agents. How do we even know what Washington's going to be next year?
Yeah, you got a point there.
Okay.
You got a point there.
I think that's the first time you've ever acknowledged one of my points. Hey, OG.
Just like Baldy.
It was a mistake.
I know you're always right about everything. Do you have any, we were talking about who surprised us the most this year. Did anybody on the Eagles surprise you the most this year?
Yeah, but mine is a little strange, though.
Of course, it wouldn't be you.
The most is Vic Fangio.
Really?
And here's how. Devin White was brought here as a top free agent, all right? Devin White was playing all the downs in training camp and everything, and then Devin White just disappeared and got cut and everything, and you would think, okay, let's say he got beat out of the job. Okay, got you. Why didn't, when N'Kobe Dean went down, Devin White phone didn't ring. We brought back Nicholas Morrow to take that.
Well, he was on a roster.
No, if you're on a practice squad, you can take somebody off of there. You know what I'm saying? He was on the Texans practice squad, but they demoted him.
Something tells me, OG, Devin White may have burnt the bridge when he left here.
Yeah. That's my surprise. That's what I'm talking about. my thing gets real deep. Y'all do these little sweet cheek kick cracker ass
sweet
things.
Sweet cheeks.
I go deep, man. I go way well.
Oh, pause, man. Yeah.
The hammer is real, for real.
Big pause. Really,
it's called a big dose of D.
I mean, I really do go deep.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you going to the parade tomorrow?
You're damn right. I'm going to be down there.
No, you're a liar.
He's going to send Justin.
Yeah, you're going to send Justin.
I go send Justin.
We're going to look at our corner of our eyes, and all of a sudden, there Justin's going to be.
Yep.
Listen, man, I'll be there. I'll be there live in the fest because I'm hot right now, man.
You are hot. Hey, listen, your guy's Super Bowl MVP. You're hot right now, man.
Man, I'm on fire, man. You know,
hot in the streets.
Yeah, I just need another wide receiver to replace AJ.
All right, get out of here. That's enough out of him. We're pro AJ show around here.
Always have been, yeah.
Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
The projecting who's going to perform the best tomorrow at the parade.
Oh, that is a good one. Now, this includes Eagles and WIP staff or just Eagles?
Just Eagles.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I don't need anybody on the staff performing.
Making a name for themselves?
Well, it's a big job for Elliot and Devin. They're going to be right next to the stage the entire time.
And Buzz on Broad.
And Buzz. Buzz will be wandering around aimlessly.
I'm sure. Grinding.
I wonder if he can find 300 people to sign the card and the 1.5 million people that are going to be in the parade tomorrow. And then lie to me about it. The top five and five is next. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Buzz.
No. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.